The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Oh boy, the way it looks like on the camera, Joe, it looks like the Chicago studio's on fire. The smoke that was coming out from behind, from under, outside of the picture frame. That was kind of funny. I'm like, oh no, the Chicago studio's up. No, the Chicago studio's just blazing it. Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Oh yeah. Alrighty.
Maybe.
Boo whoop. Boo whoop. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Betty. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 158 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Hamburger for Oral Sex. Post.
There you go.
For Monday, December 10th, 2018.
Yep.
Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks,
oh,
Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
If you didn't know it, and if you...
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Cheers.
How's your day today, Anthony?
Oh, my God.
Was it laggy?
Oh, no. Today was
long.
Today was ridiculous.
Was it long?
So...
Was it like you bought time that you didn't request?
Oh, my goodness, no. So by the brilliant leaders in higher departments within my organization of which I work decided that the best time to do a mass password reset TFA two-factor authentication setup would be the first thing on Monday morning.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was a rough day. I was changing passwords and helping people answer security questions all day today. It was ridiculous. So, but the day is over. It has washed over me. I'm done. Hopefully everyone's password has been changed today. There are no more people that I can change passwords for. So I think we have succeeded.
But that doesn't mean tomorrow won't be another day of, oh my God, I forgot my password.
Well, that's a whole other day. And we won't worry about tomorrow. We'll just worry about the rest of today. That's kind of how I'm feeling. So how was your day, Joe?
Well, you know what, folks? It was a pretty freaking lazy day for me. I really haven't left the house.
Really?
Yeah, I've just kind of been enjoying being inside the house. I've cleaned up. I had a 7-Eleven breakfast, which is tasty. I had Blue Apron, which was tasty. And, yeah, it was
a tasty day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and hey, guest 382.
Oh, is the chat room working now?
Apparently.
Okay, good. Hello, guest. Yeah, guest, if you're listening, yes. The chat room's been a little wonky this evening. So we you may not stay connected.
Show and station announcement, folks. We have our chat room open at www.shyampa.info. And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. And Ezel from the King of the Clay People says, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, wait, do I have that? Oh, I do. I do have something with that, don't I? No, no, that's not it.
No, that's the birthday track.
That's the birthday track. Hold on. I know there's some Christmas music in this thing somewhere. I had it last year. I just got to find the right cart. I got to look through the carts here.
So, and Shyampa.org will be coming to a web browser sometime in the near 5 years.
I think we'll probably do more Christmas music next week, because then we're going to take a week off. But we will be back for New Year's. We do plan on doing, because New Year's Eve falls on a Monday, so we're going to do our normal show on New Year's Eve, and then we're going to do, we're going to try to do like little break-ins and a countdown throughout the evening, and we'll do a countdown at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and
it'll be fun.
Something like that.
I'm going to have Champagne or
Champagne. There you go, Shagpagny.
So, Anthony, what do you got for us in our weed corner?
Okay, let's see. Okay, see, we got some Christmas music. Ooh, I got some burps. All right, so the first news story comes from Leafly, and I really don't like this one. I'm gonna find a different one. Hold on, give me a moment. No, I'm not a fan of this. Hold on. I know there's a good one. There's a really good one that I like. There we go. And it's like 20 minutes, too. So it's just a background that runs forever. It's a bed.
There you go.
It's a bed. Okay.
So what is this now going on about Leafly?
Yeah. So as you know, Jeff Sessions is gone. He was pressured out or left or whatever you want to call it. So obviously there's going to be a new attorney general. So Leafly has got the dirt for us. Last Friday, Trump confirmed that he plans to nominate William Barr, who is a Republican lawyer and former Justice Department official, to replace Jeff Sessions. Barr has already served as U.S. Attorney General from 1991 to 1993, during which he earned a reputation as a harsh anti-drug advocate under the then-President George H.W. Bush. Barr seems to share the view of the late Bush that called for to combat drug use and dramatically increase the federal drug control budget to this goal. Barr will face a push to reinstate the Cole Memo, which is a non-binding Justice Department guidance document issued under the Obama administration that advised federal prosecutors not to interfere with state cannabis systems or businesses that complied with state law. While Barr's past may be heavy with the Reagan-era Just Say No program, some industry analysts consider Barr a smart man that would have likely evolved at least slightly on this subject over the past 20 years. So let's hope that's the case. That would be good. Yes, most definitely. So, okay, let's see. The next one, and this is one that kind of grabbed my attention recently, and I actually I did a little investing. This comes from High Times, and before we continue, we are not licensed financial advisors.
Yes, please.
You must speak with a qualified financial professional and perform any due diligence before making any investments. So this is just whatever we're doing. Okay, Altera, which is the parent company of the Marlboro brand, has invested $1.8 billion in the Canadian cannabis company Cronos Group last Friday. To complete the transaction, Altera will pay $1.8 billion, or $16.25 per share, for newly issued stock representing a 45% share of the company. With sales of cigarettes declining steadily in the United States and many other countries, tobacco companies are looking for new markets to invest in. So I picked up a little bit of it, not a lot, but a little bit. We'll see what happens with it. So, but that's it for your weed corner with Anthony.
Hey, nice! I love it. Well, to kind of follow up to that, I did also research that particular stock, and I did pick up some myself, so we'll see how that goes. Because I dumped a couple of them that were just not doing so hot for me. But hey, folks, it's now time for Joe's Corner. And guess what? I want to talk a little bit about the Blue Apron experience that I've had recently.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I have just cooked my second week of the two meals that I get, which yields four meals all for the week for me, which means I might actually increase my meals.
There you go.
Let me tell you, the fresh ingredients and the instructions are easy to follow, and the meals are pretty tasty. But I gotta say, though, nice. the salt content is a bit high, in my opinion.
Do you think so? I don't think there's any salt in it, though. You're the one that adds the salt.
I'm the one adding the salt, but I'm kind of adding it every time it says add salt and pepper, even though it says if desired.
Are you not tasting it as you go along?
I am tasting as I go along.
That's what you need to do.
For some reason,
don't add salt and pepper every time. Don't. No, you need to taste it.
Well, I learned this lesson after the first meal.
That's okay. It happens.
It was
still
a good meal, but I was drinking lots of water.
Okay, yes. I can only imagine how much water you were drinking if you were putting that much salt into things.
So I have a dictionary word of the day to do for you all.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, let's...
But you know what I don't have?
What don't you... You don't have the soundtrack?
Yeah, but you know, that's okay. We're going to go ahead and find that soundtrack because we're studious like this.
Are you studious like that?
Yeah, so... But you know, the thing about the Blue Apron that I do want to mention is that... it does require some kind of good flow. You know what I mean? Like, having space to cook is very helpful.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Having good flow for all of your ingredients. And being prepared, you know, and kind of knowing that if you're going to be roasting something, have your stuff kind of ready to go.
There you go.
You know?
You know? I think that sounds like a good thing. That's what I try to do. You know, I try to get all my stuff and my ducks in a row, you know, when I go to cook. I kind of get all my bowls out. And you know what I've noticed with the Blue Aprons? For me, what works best is if you actually cut everything before you start. Don't cut it when... Because sometimes they'll, like, tell you to cut some things, and then you cook, and then you cut other things. Just cut everything at once. Cut everything at once and put it in the bowls, and then you'll just have it. And then I found that actually tends to help the process go along quicker and a little bit easier. Yeah, because sometimes you don't cut as fast as food cooks.
Yep, you're right.
So, and that's why I learned I'll start just putting it, doing it all at first, cutting everything at first.
It's making me kind of hustle a little bit, and that's actually not a bad thing.
Okay, well, if you want to hustle, then you can hustle that. That's also an option, too.
Let's go ahead and do this dictionary thing.
All right, why don't you go ahead and give us the dictionary thing.
So what's better than chips, skipper, and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Wow. Okay, the word... Okay, last week's word was diuretic.
Oh, was it really? I thought it was diarrhea.
And this week's word is jumper.
Jumper. Well, if you're taking a lot of diuretics, you might be a jumper.
Now, mind you, in the 1983 version of the dictionary, there's jumper one and jumper two. And our decided finger is more aligned with jumper one.
Okay.
And jumper one is a noun. And it is one that jumps. Or it's a short length of wire used temporarily to complete or bypass a circuit. Isn't that interesting?
Is that jumper one?
That's jumper one.
Hmm. So we have to use that as a noun sometime tonight. All right, yes. I'll figure this out.
Yeah, I figured you would. So let's give Roger his special...
Yes, please, by all means.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger, well, folks, today is December 10th, 2018, and, wow, It is Dewey Decimal System Day, National Lager Day, woohoo, and Nobel Prize Day.
Do people even know what that is anymore?
Well, let me look up the Dewey Decimal for spinning wheels, and while I do that, let's let Anthony push a quote-unquote button stimulates the quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, I think. No, really. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Ooh, nutmeg and dusted powdered sugar.
All right, give that wheel a spin, and then you can drool over your coffee.
Oh, we got the regular wheel. Well, that's good, though.
I think someone during Radio Roulette fixed it. Roger, I think was tinkering with it. That's what happens sometimes. WTSP Channel 10 brings us our random news story of the night about a man who thought a cheeseburger could buy him a little bit of love. A Pinellas Park man is accused of offering to have oral sex with an undercover St. Petersburg police officer in exchange for a hamburger last December 1st. According to an arrest affidavit, Frank, 57, propositioned a female officer he thought was a prostitute. Authorities arrested him on a prostitution charge. It is unclear what type of moose poop burger he was allegedly offered, but I don't think it was that great of a burger if he got arrested for it. So So that's it. Short story. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio. From the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyamba.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
So, thank you, Betty. I was just kind of looking back at the clay people at the chat room, and Ezel is sitting here talking about how each clay person gets rolled in nutmeg and dusted with powdered sugar. It's like, I just want to bite into one so badly.
Oh, boy. I think Joe's getting a little excited over there.
But anyways, folks, if you got a hot tip for the Shyamba Radio Weather Department, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can pop into the chat room at any time, or whatever. But now, it's time for your Shyamba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair at 27. The dew point is at 22, and the humidity is at 81%. Giving us a wind chill of 18. The winds are out of the southwest at 9, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. West-southwest winds 10 to 15. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. West winds 5 to 10 with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday night, patchy fog after midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Northwest winds 5 to 10, becoming southeast after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 20. Wednesday, a slight chance of rain before 7 a.m. Then a slight chance of rain and snow between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Then rain likely after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 38. South winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday night, a chance of rain mixed with snow. Then after 9 p.m., it'll be gradually ending. Mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Grab your favorite device and tune in for a recast of episode 115 of Headphone Meditation with John Bose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, December 12th. A new episode of Headphone Meditation is coming up on Wednesday, December 19th. So keep it tuned to our website, www.shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
So, hey, Anthony, let's start my news off with moose. No, not moose poop.
No moose poop?
What a moose. What a moose. An Alaska couple who were startled by a late-night doorbell ringing checked security footage and identified the culprit. A moose's rear end. Kyle Stoltz and Ailey blah blah blah, oopsie poopsie, said they were confused when their doorbell rang about 1:30 Wednesday at their Anchorage home. But there was no one at the door when they checked moments later. We were thinking kids coming through playing the ding-dong ditch, or maybe a couple coming through. We had no idea. The couple checked their home security footage and were surprised to see the rear end of a moose playing ding-dong ditch. You better be glad it wasn't playing moose poop on you.
Moose.
We had this nice moose behind waiting for us right there, and we decided to back up right into it. That's how we got our doorbell. So, I guess the moose caboose offered a bit of comic relief. Yeah, sure. Just get the damn thing off the property. How about that? That's relief. All right, moving on. So, I was desperate too for a commentary, but I just said desperate people into a little cos ed play. Police? Yeah. Police are looking for a man who impersonated a com ed. See, get it? Cos ed? Com ed?
Oh, I see.
Impersonated a ComEd worker to steal an employee's purse as well as $50 in quarters Friday evening at a Dunkin' Donuts in southwest suburban Palos Park. A man who impersonated a ComEd worker stole a wallet and money Friday evening from a Dunkin' Donuts in southwest suburban Palos Park. About 7:30 p.m., the man walked into the Dunkin' Donuts at someplace in someplace Avenue through the main entrance and told an employee that here he was with the ComEd and he had to inspect the panels in the back, according to part of the police. The employee asked him for identification, which he did not provide and still did not let him in back. The man then asked the employee to return to the front of the business and count surveillance cameras. During that time, he took the employee's wallet from her purse as well as $50 in quarters. The man who stole the employee's wallet and $50 in quarters Friday evening from a Dunkin'. What? Why do they have to say this again?
Try that again.
Anyways, the same dude who stole all this shit used a credit card from the wallet at a Marathon gas station in Palos Hills.
Ooh.
He later used the employee's credit card at a Marathon gas station in Palos Hills.
Surveillance
from another Marathon was not available as of this afternoon or after the incident. If you know anything about anything, you can give them a call at 708-448-0639 or email bcatsianis@palospark.org. And now we're going to get into our final story, which we actually kind of skipped. This dude was kind of creepy, actually. There's a lot of back history to this.
This guy
has gone into people's homes unknowingly and fondled them, sometimes while they're sleeping.
Is this a why not me story?
No, because I'm not necessarily. I want to be in control of the situation. I want to be the one to open the door. This guy was not the one to open the door.
I see.
No, Ezel, the ComEd guy was, he was full of something. He was full of thievery. Anyways, this guy, was kind of suspicious because, basically he's a repeated convicted sex offender. And he's a burglar, and he's on the loose after he fled from the Lytton Criminal Courthouse this month while a jury prepared to convict him of home invasion and aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
There you go.
According to court records and multiple officials who spoke with CWB Chicago. Joseph, and it has nothing to do with me, or Chip, or the BNR Media Group, had been free on $500,000 bail since shortly after he was accused of entering a Lakeland home crawling into the victim's bed and sexually abusing him in October 2016. But on November 8th, as the jury deliberated for a little over an hour, Joseph walked out of the courthouse. He did not return for the reading of the verdict that afternoon, and he has not been seen since. Isn't that a little crazy? Creepy and crazy?
That's not surprising.
Really?
Just saying. The dude took off.
He was supposed to be handcuffed and, like...
Apparently not.
He was on bail, though, so that's the only...
Exactly.
Thing.
So someone is out some money.
I'm confusatory.
What are you confused about?
I'm not used to this configuration, so I got confused about what was going on. So perhaps as troubling as Joseph's disappearance is this, none of the authorities in the courtroom that day informed the Cook County Sheriff of the heater case that was coming their way. Not the judge, not the clerk, not the prosecutors, not even the bailiffs thought to flag the matter for special attention.
I see.
Instead, a standard bond forfeiture warrant was sent to the sheriff along with dozens of other routine warrants for the day. But CWB Chicago contacted the sheriff's office this week after the jurors sent an email expressing concern about Joseph's whereabouts to an editor. The sheriff immediately launched a priority search for the fugitive. So, you know, it does pay to have some good blogs out there, folks, and I do wholeheartedly enjoy the CWB Chicago blog. It's depressing at times, because sometimes the crime just gets to be so much, but it's helpful to know what's going on in your community.
This is true.
So, but how did he manage to slip away at the last minute? Well, none of the officials that CWB Chicago spoke with about Joseph could recall another instance of a defendant going AWOL after deliberations. Persons on bail are free to come and go. That's the whole purpose of posting bond in the first place. So defendants like Joseph were not monitored or tracked during trial.
Fair enough, but he didn't return, and... Did it not cause concern when he didn't return?
So sheriff's deputies and court workers told us that fear of forfeiting a large bail, the uncertainty of living life on the run, and knowing that even more prison time is a certainty when they are caught all factor in. But Joseph's $50,000 bond was put up by a friend, quote unquote. And Joseph had nothing to lose financially. It appears that he has decided to just risk it. I used to stay up at night worrying about work, money, or ghosts in my more imaginative moments, the Joseph juror told us this week. Lately, I've been just laid in awake in bed wondering who else Joseph could be hurting at that very moment. The Cook County State's attorney and Joseph's defense attorney declined to comment on this story because it involves pending litigation.
Wow.
You know, nobody responds to nothing, you know that. But you know, it is kind of creepy because this guy could be out there slipping into people's houses, and it's definitely not a why not story because I don't want that.
You don't want to be fondled in the middle of the night.
I mean, if it's a pre-planned break-in, sure.
Okay.
Like if I know it's gonna.
I mean, what if he's really hot? Like, what if he's like with the hot clay people? You know,
things can change at a moment's notice.
Things can change at a moment's notice, can't they? All
and
right.
And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call sometime, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Suzanne Barsik, top New York nightlife. Tuneful gay time travel traces holiday traditions. And in the news, Chile's Supreme Court rules that marriage is a human right. South African lawmakers stop marriage officials from opting out of equality. Hungary and Poland quash a gay inclusive EU declaration. Trump picks a new justice mouthpiece from anti-LGBTQ hate group. And a fundamentalist Iowa firebug is charged for gay kids book burning. All that and more when you discover This Way Out. the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be pristine again in 4 minutes after I connect this jumper from here to over there. See? There we go. I use the word of the day, jumper.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Morning is your time. The earth wakes up with you. Always feel that spark of life in everything you do.
Grape Nuts. For you, it's as natural as the morning. No sugar added, no preservatives, just an honest nutty crunch. Post Grape Nuts cereal. You know when you've got it good.
You know when you've got it good.
Here comes Point Dread and the Talon Fighter, including adventure book and story record with sound effects. Action figure sold separately.
Let's hear He-Man, Skeletor, and the Point Dread story.
I, Skeletor, will finally defeat He-Man.
I'll use the Talon Fighter to stop Skeletor.
In a flash, He-Man's hurled through space and time.
Surrender to the power of Point Dread's Talon Fighter.
You win, He-Man, but I'll be back.
Point Dread and the Talon Fighter with record and storybook. You have to put it together. Action figures sold separately from Mattel.
Oh, those little Keebler elves make uncommonly good cookies. They do it magically in a hollow tree. When making fudge stripe cookies, the elves lose lots of sleep.
Why? We make sure every stripe is straight and fudge is spread on deep.
Why all this close attention to details great and small?
We're careful because we know the Keebler name goes on them all.
In the Keebler hollow tree,
where we make crackers and cookies uncommonly good.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is: speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you of being aggressive. That's right, just whisper. If they can't hear you, whisper in their ears, but make sure you don't tickle them. That could provoke anger. Remember that. This has been your Whisper. Whisper Wisdom.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Hey, Betty here. What the fuck was that just playing? I think Joe or Roger or maybe even Anthony have lost their minds. Or maybe they just need a life. Who knows? I know, and that's why you should tune into the Joe and Anthony Show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.cheyennepodradio.com for more. Background music tracks are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit www.incompetech.com. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Okay, go ahead and cue something.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Cheyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyamper.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
Roger, thank you. Files are not available at this time.
All right, then. Then we shall move in to the weather.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go. Thanks, Betty. Before we get into my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 51 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 74% and a heat index of, well, we don't have a heat index. We actually have a wind chill of 48. So it's 51 with a wind chill of 48. So actually it's a little chilly for us. The heater has been running in the studio tonight, keeping things nice and toasty warm. Yeah. The dew point is 43 degrees, and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy. Our low is going to be 47. Tuesday will be mostly sunny. Our high will only be 62. Tuesday night, clear, but it will be 45 degrees. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 67. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 53.
You know, I'd like to be there in Tampa one of these days for when it's kind of that chilly. I want to see what it's like.
It's actually kind of nice. And in a way, it's almost, in a way, it's refreshing. It's very refreshing.
Really?
For me, it's very refreshing because most of the time you're so oppressed with the fucking heat, you know, outside, that when you go outside and it's like, oh, it's actually chilly out. It's kind of nice. It doesn't. It's not good when you wake up in the morning because these houses do not retain heat very well. They're not built to retain heat, so the heat just kind of just goes right out of them in the middle of the night. So
that's not good.
That's why you invest in a heat pump.
Heat pump.
Heat pumps. They save you money. They're great. I love them. Excuse me. That was a heat pump too. All right. Let's move along here. Ooh, that pegged the meters. I got to reset those bitches. There we go. Fox 13 News out of Tampa brings us our first Florida news story of the night about our favorite Florida man, Deputy Donut. Ooh, deputies are looking for the burglars who stole firearms and other items from an unlocked Sarasota County Sheriff's Office detective's vehicle overnight. The detective who left his vehicle unlocked was with readily accessible firearms is an 18-year veteran of the sheriff's office and a resident of Northport. The suspects pretty much stole everything that was in the unlocked vehicle, including Deputy Donut's duty weapon and an AT-308 high-powered sniper rifle, in addition to specialized SWAT equipment. Why the fuck would you even leave your service weapon in the damn vehicle? Wouldn't you at least fucking take that inside? Jesus Christ.
Right? Wouldn't it be in your holster?
I would imagine you would keep that in the house with you. Maybe, who knows? Deputy Donut. It's Andy Mayberry. Officials are worried about the firearm falling into the wrong hands. No shit. An internal investigation is underway. The sheriff's office said that the sheriff is disappointed in the detective. The agency said that the burglary happened sometime between Monday evening and early Tuesday morning. That took a while. The sheriff's office is working to round up the stolen items. They've asked anyone with information about the burglar or the location of the stolen items to call Deputy Donut or Corporal Croissant at the Sarasota County Police Department. You like that, Corporal Croissant? That's a new one. Well, there's a hierarchy in pastry, and there's a hierarchy in the police department. So we have Deputy Donut, and unfortunately, we also do have Corporal Croissant because there are other people in higher positions making even worse decisions at times. So, yeah, okay. So coming to a hold up near you. All right, here's another one. This is the joy of our youngsters. Our next story comes from ABC News Channel 10 out of Southeast Florida and tells us about a special student that was upset because his required special treatment for his special classes was not met. Raphael, 20, of Riviera Beach, Florida, was really stressed out about finals. Uh-oh. So when his data structure professor scheduled his final exam for 7 a.m., Raphael lost his shit on Twitter and published a post that read, quote, "Now, I'm going to try my best here because I don't even think this is English. It's a lot of acronym things, so... help me, Joe. Help me read along in case I miss anything here. You're hipper than me with the young kids." Okay,
oh,
quote.
Oh, God. I don't know.
"Bay, I gurn, fucking kill, dis. I got fucking kill. Dis professor, bay, this is my confession to a premeditated murder. There we go.
Oh, sounds... bay is like his girlfriend. Or
bay, bay, I gurn. I gurn. I gurn. Yeehaw.
I gurn. Yeah,
I gurn fucking no, kill. Like, all right, so that was a great tweet, let me tell you. The FAU police said that they were able to trace the account to Raphael because the Twitter profile linked him to the Caribbean Student Association. According to the report, Raphael told the police he was upset that his data structure professor had scheduled the final exam for 7 a.m., and because he lives in Riviera Beach, the 35-mile trip down I-95 would mean he'd have to wake up at 5 in the morning. Maybe not so early, but still. I mean, I get up at 5 in the morning, and my head doesn't explode. I mean, I start work at 7 in the morning. You know, I'm like, Jesus, nobody gives me a fucking trophy for that. Yeah. Raphael stated that he did not intend to harm anyone and tweeted the post out of frustration and advised that he had deleted the post soon after publishing it. Palm Beach County jail records show that Raphael was released on $5,000 bond and was given a binky for his troubles. Ah, like, really? I mean, come on.
Binky for
Jesus, really? Really, you can't. It's a 7 a.m. final. I mean, just fucking go to your damn final at 7 a.m.
Now, can this sexy story top the hamburger for oral sex story?
Actually, the hamburger for oral sex story almost made the sexy news story, and it was going to be the sexy news story, except it was so short. It was a very short story, and I tried to find a longer version of it, but I could not. So this one we'll just have to do. This was the second runner-up for the naked news story of the night, so it became the naked news story of the night, so then I could get the sexy hamburger in as the random one, because it was just so short. So our final news story comes from the Yahoo Lifestyle section for Florida.
Yahoo!
Even Yahoo knows about living the Florida lifestyle. A sheriff's deputy in St. Petersburg, Florida, was on routine beach patrol around 3:30 in the afternoon when she noticed a full moon of a white male naked backside that was pointed to the sky.
Chicky-chicky-chicky-boom.
The naked backside belonged to Tommy, 52, and the legs wrapped around him in what the deputies described as a naked on the bottom half and having intercourse belonged to a woman he claimed was his old lady. Unfortunately, his old lady had an order of protection which barred Tommy from any other contact with the 45-year-old woman. See, this is how this became the naked Florida news story. Exactly. So she has an order of protection against him, but here they are at 3:30 in the afternoon fucking on the beach. I mean, come on, really, what the fuck? They both smelled of alcohol, according to the report. In the rest report, he allegedly told the deputy that he should just leave his old lady alone, but he just can't. He can't quit her. Tommy's romanticism didn't stop there when he allegedly told the deputy that he was going to get his old lady when they let him out of jail, followed by telling the deputy that at least I got some pussy before I went to jail. There you go. Got some pussy before going to jail. There you go. I don't think he's of the Clay People persuasion. Tommy was arrested for violating an injunction for protection against domestic violence. This is the third time Tommy has been arrested for ignoring an order barring him from contacting his, quote, old lady. Tommy is currently awaiting trial, and his bond has been set at $5,000. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
He's bouncing.
Be part of this unique two studio experience.
I wonder how many chairs she's broken that way.
Go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, accounting might go over your invoices.
You know, though, this chair that I purchased has been quite sturdy. And has survived numerous chair bouncing activity events.
I can imagine. I see. And you bounce quite vigorously in that chair, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You have quite the vigorous bounce going on when you get bouncing in your chair.
There's different kinds of bounces, though, too. You know, boy. Especially when there's porn bouncing and then there's happy chair bouncing.
All righty. Well, it's thanks, Betty. All right,
You got it, Danton. You got it, Joe.
If you didn't know it, and if you did.
Just let it all hang out.
So, what's going on with saving aerators?
All right, aerators. Do you know what an aerator is?
It's the little thing on the faucet.
Yes, it's the thing on the faucet that restricts water flow and creates that bubbly water effect that comes out.
I used to use it in pipes until I just gave up and said, screw it.
Yes. New aerators are not like that anymore. New aerators are actually like a single plastic piece. But I had to replace the aerator in my bathroom sink last week. And I went to Lowe's, which was a mistake. And they had like a million different aerators, but they were all for kitchen sinks. So I get this guy who I'm like, look, and I even had the old one with me. I'm like, which one? This looks like close to this one, but is there like a standard one? Because I know it fits the other one in the hallway.
Just go to the plumbing aisle.
In the plumbing aisle. It was ridiculous. So the only one I could find that fit was a super water saver. It was like half a gallon a minute. The flow rate was like half a gallon a minute. It was like pissing. It would be like pissing water out. It was like pissing water. It was just like tinkling water out. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. I paid $4 to have like a little dribble of water come out. So you know what I did? I went on Amazon because I should have gone on Amazon in the first place. And I fucking ordered one there, shipped to my house. I got it on Sunday, and I put them in both my bathroom sinks. And now they're great. They're great. It's a 2 gallon per minute. It's a nice flow. You know, it's a lot of water, but it's not too much because I had no aerator in the one in the master bath. So that was just like dumping like 60 million gallons per minute type of thing, you know. And it was just all, you turn the faucet on, it was like Mount Rushmore just coming right through the sink.
Something pisses me off about water usage.
What's that?
The fact that if the water ends back up in the drain and into the sewer system,
it's fine.
It should be considered not usage.
Exactly. And you know what? I tell my husband that all the time. I'm like, the water that goes down the drain goes into a treatment plant that makes it back into the waterway in which we got our water from. It's a cycle.
In which I would pay for the upkeep of the...
Well, that's what we pay. I mean, we pay sewage tax, which is exactly what that is. It pays for the waste treatment and all that stuff.
Right. Anyways, I don't even know how I got that topic. State of Illinois is 200. Now, what happened with Uber Eats? You had an incident, didn't you?
Oh, my God, they did. So, Sunday morning, it was a shitty day here. It was like a super shitty day here. It was raining, and it was cold, and it was dreary. Who the fuck wants to go out for breakfast at that time? So, believe it or not, we've done good with breakfast ordering in the past from our favorite Mama's Kitchen down the street from the studio. It's wonderful. But here's the thing, though, is, you know, Uber is a sketchy thing sometimes. And I need to start using Grubhub more, because I believe Grubhub actually employs people, don't they?
Yes, they do. They actually,
you're on the clock, or it's like you are available in this time frame. They have people. See, the problem with Uber.
Do you have Grubhub access?
Yes, we do have Grubhub here.
Okay.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Uber is kind of one of those things that it's like you're relying on people to be available. And if nobody's available, nobody's picking up your shit. And that's what happened. So I had placed the order, and this has happened not often, but it's enough that it annoys me sometimes. So I placed the order, and it had been over an hour, and I checked it, and the status was waiting for driver. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you're kidding me. The thing has probably been sitting around for about 45 minutes and is ice cold, which I called the restaurant. And I'm like, look, Uber says there's no drivers available. And they're like, cancel the order. I'm like, okay. I'm like, great. So, and I told him, I says, you know, I'd like a fresh order, but I don't know if he heard me, because he gave me the same order, but he didn't charge me for it. And I got a refund from Uber, which was fine. So I brought it home and I warmed it up, and it was fine. It was fine after I warmed it up, because, you know, I had kind of things ready in the oven. The hash browns got rewarmed. Everything turned out good. I was like, what the fuck? So, and that's the thing, like you said, with Grubhub and everything, they are more, they have people that are available when their service is available. So it's like, you're not going to be, you might wait a while if they're busy, but you don't run that risk of a driver just never showing up.
And I think that's the problem that I had with trying to get, I think at the end, even I had problems with Grubhub in the morning.
Interesting.
I think what ended up happening is their drivers weren't available until around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Okay, so it must have been a logistic issue.
Yeah, I think it's possibly like an airline double booking, you know, or overbooking. We're gonna sell this service, but we don't have drivers.
We don't have anyone available. Yeah, I would imagine if they don't have anyone available, then they just wouldn't allow you to order. But yeah,
which. Now, just from an ordering perspective, I sat at one of my favorite restaurants around the corner from the Chicago studios, and they had orders sitting there for like 45 minutes before someone came and picked it up.
Usually it's pretty quick for me. Uber Eats is, for most restaurants, Uber Eats is quick for me. Like, most places, I'll get my food within a half hour of ordering, which means I know it was picked up pretty much as soon as it was done. But sometimes there are times when it will just sit there, or I'll be waiting forever, and I'm like, great, this is just going to be terrible. And sometimes it's cold, and I have the oven ready. But
there are two places I can order from that are guaranteed, and that's Papanino's Pizzeria and Capriano's Sandwich Shop.
There you go.
And Papanino's, I call them, and I don't deal with any service. The Capriata place, I go through Grubhub, and usually they send over the sexy bike messengers.
I see. Mm-hmm. Your own clay people.
Yes.
So.
It's luckily the sandwich shop doesn't require oven services. Sometimes the pizza does require oven services.
I always like to give my pizzas oven service anyway.
Yeah.
I've noticed that it just kind of helps. Kind of re-spark the life into it, kind of crusts up the crust.
Yeah, give it a little crusty crust.
Well, I think because when they put it in the cardboard kind of restricts it just makes it soggy because the steam coming off the crust. And it just kind of gets restricted in the cardboard box. So I always throw my pizza in for like 5 or 10 minutes on the stone in the oven. It always comes out great.
Find something that can damper the humidity effect and keep the pizza, you know, hot, fresh, but yet the crust is still kind of in a crusty mode.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the box will be worth more than the pizza.
The best way, and I described this method to somebody, if you really want good services, you need to have commissaries located within huge clusters of buildings. Or in neighborhoods, it might need to be on the corner. And it might need to be a kitchen that all they do is make breakfast from your favorite restaurants.
Possible.
Right? And they just, you just order online and they deliver it, and it's better because it's closer. Mm. That's the thing. It needs to be closer to you, not 2 miles away, but in fucking ridiculous traffic.
Or so kind of like
in situations where
kind of like a brick and mortar Uber Eats
commissary
where they make the food there. All right, well.
Right, but you don't know it's a restaurant. You wouldn't know.
No. It's a commercial. It doesn't have a dining room. It's a restaurant without a dining room. It's a commercial kitchen.
Right, exactly.
It would be a commercial kitchen.
Yeah. But have enough of them so that the app knows your location and it assigns you the correct location.
No, that's a thought.
Okay, the person's going to be ordering from here, you know, and your order will take 30 minutes.
It's a good idea. Reasonable. Sounds like it would need a lot of capital, though.
Yeah. But, you know, it would give a lot of people jobs. It would definitely give a lot of people jobs. Oh, shit. Those damn ugly lights.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to the New Year's show when we can blab on for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll still end our show within the hour time strain on the New Year's Eve.
But you know, I mean, throughout the night.
We'll be breaking in throughout the night to spread our randomness, ridiculousness.
Of course. Yeah. New Year's predictions and resolutions.
Yep. So, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. Roger just flew down the hallway on fire. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way. Oh, did he make it over there already? Oh, that was quick.
Hey, folks. Glad you could join us, too, for the Joe and Anthony Show here tonight on Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are Eastern, or as we also like to say, New York time.
Yeah, I think it makes it easier if we just say New York time.
New York time.
New York time. All right. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off obscure music, combines it with his own brand of comedy, make your ride home more enjoyable.
You remember, watch your step. This season, there could be moose poop somewhere, and that means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven.
Oh, boy.
You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyenne Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
Wow. Okay. And
I love our timing. It just works.
It just works. It works. Timing is good. We like good timing.
You know, we didn't get any callers this time around, but
it's
that's
all right.
Okay.
You know what? It happens. It happens.
Things going on there a little bit.
We'll make it. We'll make it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just, as I get older, I just feel like I can't talk and type at the same time anymore like I used to.
Really? You're finding that difficult?
Now, I can still chew gum and walk across the street. That's okay.
All right. Well, there you go. So, coming soon, the Inept Super Villains podcast, which is that one that's going to start coming out on Friday.
Yes,
we hope to be having
that
soon. Should be an interesting addition to the Cheyenne family.
Yay.
And we'd like to thank our listeners, our contributors, and, well, just about anyone else who gives us the time of day and gives us a little slice of time, be it through us or through any of the other programs we have that we run on a weekly basis. We have some great programming, cheyenne.info/schedule, to see what we play. A lot of different stuff out there. Radio Roulette is a favorite of mine. Definitely catch Sunday Tea Dance. I've been adding random DJs from archive.org into there, so we're going to have some good variety there. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyenne.info. And remember, folks, just because it sounds like a good idea, it probably isn't, especially if you're in Florida. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an L for Lesbionics.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.